Number 1.
Hi, Ron. Why are you sitting there? Where's the new receptionist?
She called to say she'll be late.
Again? That's the third time since she started. What's her excuse now?
She said her babysitter hasn't turned up yet.
I know she has her problems, but it can't go on like this. I'll have to have a talk with her.
Please do. I'm tired of filling in.
Question. What is the woman going to do?
Number 2.
Tim, I'm concerned about your performance in my science class.
Didn't I pass the test yesterday?
No, and you've missed several assignments.
I'm sorry. I've had to work late every night this month at my part-time job.
Well, we need to solve this problem.
Okay. I'll talk to my boss about cutting back my hours.
And how about coming in for extra work before or after school?
Thanks, Mrs. Roberts. I'll be here early tomorrow morning.
Question. What conclusion can be made about the student? Number 3.
Hey, Dave. You look down. What's wrong?
Well, mostly. It's just that I'm not enjoying my job.
Have you thought about doing something else?
Yes, but I haven't been able to find anything that pays as well. With the kids almost in college and the house payments, I can't really just quit.
I hear you. Well, I hope things work out for you.
Thanks, but right now I'm not very optimistic.
Question. What is the man's problem?
Number 4.
Morning, Fiona. Coffee?
Make it a big one. I was working on a project report until midnight last night. I can't believe I'm here so late every day.
Didn't they warn you about the overtime when you interviewed?
Well, they sort of did. What really bothers me, though, is that every time I think I've achieved my targets, my manager changes them.
That's corporate life. At least you have summer vacation to look forward to.
Yeah, I hope they actually let me take it.
Question. What is the woman's main complaint?